Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud, beginning Mishnah Hey, this is the third parak. Shofar Shnizdak V'dibko. If a shofar got cracked and then you glued it together, pasul. Invalid. Dibek Shivrei Shofarot. If you had shattered pieces of shofarot and put them together, pasul. It's invalid. Nikevu Stamo. If the shofar got a hole in it and you sealed up the hole, im me'akeva tatkia. If without sealing up the hole you wouldn't have been able to blow, then pasul. Vimlav kasher, then it's valid. Hatokel l'tocha bor or l'tocha dut or l'tocha pitas. If you blast a shofar into an excavation or into a cistern, imkol shofar shaman, the fellow inside or even outside, if they heard the sound of the shofar, then yatzav imkol havara shama. But if they heard the sound of the echo, then lo yatzav. וכן מי שהיה עובר אחרי בית הכנסת או שהיה ביתו סמוך לבית הכנסת ושמע כל שופר כל מגילה. It's an interesting analogy. If somebody lives in back of the Beit Knesset or was passing in back of the Beit Knesset or lived there and they heard somebody blasting the shofar or reading Megillah, אם כיוון ליבו יצא ומלאו לא יצא. If you intended, and we have to see what that intent is, but this is the listener, had intent, he fulfills the mitzvah, and if not, Alfi Shazesh Shema Vizesh Shema. So you can have two people right next to each other, both hearing, Zeki Ben Libo Vizel Oki Ben Libo. One of them had intention, the other didn't, so therefore one is Yotzei, and one is not. We have several components to this Mishnah. The first is about the kashrut of shofarot, not kinds of the previous sugya, but of shattered shofarot and fixed shofarot. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a breita, which is Tosefta in Rosh Hashanah. Aroch v'kitzro kasher. If you have a shofar that's long and you made it shorter, it's kasher. Gerdov mido al gildo kasher. If you scraped away and all that was left was the skin itself, then it's kasher. Sipau zahav. If you plated it with gold, makom anachat peh pasol. If it's at the point of the embouchure, then it's no good. Shlob makom anachat peh, but anywhere else, it's kasher. Sipau zahav mivnim. If you plated it inside, pasul, it's invalid. Bibachutz, on the outside, im nishtane kolo mikmot shaya, if it somehow changed the sound from what it was, pasul, vimlav kasher, and in fact then it's kasher, it's just an adornment. Nikevu stamo, as we had in our Mishnah, if you had a hole and then you sealed it, im akeva tatkia, pasul vimlav kasher, just like our Mishnah. Natan shofar betoch shofar, let's say you put one shofar inside of another, im kol pnimi shama, if our sound, then lo yatsa. Tan Rabbanan. Gerdo ben b'mifnim ben b'machutz kasher. If you scrape it out on the inside or the outside, it's kasher. Gerdo b'mido al gildo kasher, as we saw in the Mishnah. Hiniach shofar betoch shofar. As we saw in the previous paraita. If you put one shofar in the other shofar, im kol pnimi shema yatzav kol chitzon shema lo yatzav. You're only yotzei if you heard the inside one. Hafachov v'takabo. This is new. If you turned it upside down and blew in it, lo yatzav. We'll see what that means. Amar Papa, lo tema da hafchei kechitunha, doesn't mean you turned it inside out and blew it from the inside somehow. What happened is, you somehow widened the embouchure and made the horn part narrow, and you blew out of the horn part. So my tama k'rav matna, it follows Rav Matna, the matna v'havarta shofar truah, we'll see this in the last parak, the ki pasuk in Yovel v'havarta shofar truah, derech ha'avarato ba'inan. It must be blasted and held the way that the animal walks with the horn up. So therefore it can't be upside down. Okay, dibek shivei shofrot pasul. The Mishnah says that if you take shattered pieces of shofarot and stick them together and glue them together, hosif alav kol shuf. If you add any amount to the shofar, ben mino ben shalob mino, whether it's of the same cartilage or not, pasul, or something else, pasul. Tikevu stamo, if it had a hole and you filled it, but mino min shalom mino, you filled it with whether it's the same thing or something else, pasul. Minatun rab mino kasher, he says if you fill up the hole with something that is of the same cartilage, then it's kasher. Shalom mino pasul, if not, then it's pasul. Rabbi Yochanan mushin ishtaya rubo. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's only if a majority of the original one is there. So it sounds like that even according to Rabbi Natan, if it's something that's not of the same material, even if it's only a small amount, it's pasul. Some people learned Rabbi Yochanan's comment as a comment on the seifa. Shalob mino pasul. If you use something else, it's pasul. Rabbi Yochanan, v'hush nivchat rubo. That's only if a majority of the original one is gone. Michal de mino pish nivchat rubo kasher. Implying that if you were using the same material, even though a majority of the original was gone, it is still valid. Okay, pasul. Nistakla, and this, that we had already. Nistakla or kopasul. If the crack goes on its length, it's pasul. Lirochbo, but if it goes across the width of it, inishterbo shiur tkiya. If between your mouth and where the crack is, there is shiur tkiya, and we'll see what that is, then it's valid. Vimlat pasul. Kama shiur tkiya, how much is that? Perishim shum gamliel, kadei shiur zer biado, vye ra'el lechan ulechan. If you're able to hold it and you can see the shofar on both sides of your hand, that's shiur tkiya. Very simple. So if the crack is on the width of it, going around it, then you have a kosher mini shofar, basically. Let's say that the sound was very thin or very thick or hoarse, then kasher. Shekola kolot shirin b'shofar. All sounds are valid. Shachule avur Shmuel kadcho v'takabo yatsa. They sent the message to Avfu, Shmuel's father, if you drill it and then blow, then yatsa. Zapshita kulanamim b'kad kadchilada. That's how you get all shofarot. You have to drill a hole. Rashi shikadcho b'zichruto, which means you actually drilled into the bone that's still in there. Ma'oratem min b'mino chotzeitz. I might think that min b'mino is chotzeitz, meaning that bone being there inside the shofar is a division between your mouth and the shofar. Kamash malam that it's not, and it's valid. Okay, the second part of the Mishnah dealt with the different issue of the sounds and the issue of echoes. Hatokea l'tocha bor l'tocha dud. Amar avuna, lo shanu el lo tan ha'omdim al sfat habor. This only works for people standing outside. Tan ha'omdim babor yatsu. The people inside certainly are yotze whatever they hear. Tami acha, tocha l'tocha bor l'tocha dud yatsa, but nan lo yatsa, lo shma min akar avuna. We have a brayta that says that if you blast the shofar into the bor, you yotze. And our Mishnah says lo yatsa. So it must be, like Rav Huna says, shmamina, that for the people on the outside, they have to hear the sound of the shofar, not the echo. But on the inside, they certainly heard the shofar and the yotze. Ikar rami lo mirma. Some people actually saw this as a contradiction. Now to the docha bor docha dud lo yatsa, not the yatsa. We have a brayta that says yatsa. Rav Huna lo kasha kan lo tanam din masfat abor, kan lo tanam din babor. So in that case, Rav Huna gave it as a reconciliation between the Mishnah and the Braita. Amar Rabba. Shama miktzat tkiya babor, miktzat tkiya al sfat habor. Let's say you were in the bor and you heard a tkiya and then you climbed out and heard the rest of it on the outside. Yatsa. Miktzat tkiya kodem shel amun ha-shachar, miktzat tkiya lachar shel ha-shachar, lo yatsa. But if you heard some of the tkiya just before dawn and the rest of it after dawn, and before dawn b'diavad you're not yotze, after dawn b'diavad you're yotze, then you're not yatsa. Amar Abaye, so Abaye challenged Rabba. I don't get it. Over there, you said that if you heard part of the same sound before Mar Shachar, you're not Yotze, because you need the entire Tkiya to be Bechiyuv. So how come if you heard some of the Tkiya in the pit and some of it outside the pit, you're Yotze? So Hachiyashta, Rabba answered, let's examine. It's not really an analogy. Hatam laila loves man chiyuvahu klal. At nighttime, it's not the time of chiyuv at all. Hacha bor makom chiyuvahu lotanam dimabor. A bor is a place of chiyuv for those people sit in there. And therefore, you heard it, then you came out and you heard the other part. You heard part in a makom chiyuv. That's good enough. Lameber de savarama shamak softi ayatza. So therefore, Rabba holds, we saw this in the previous podcast, that if you heard the end of a tkiya without the beginning, you're yotzei. Umele tchilat tkiya b'losof tkiya yatsa. The implication is if you heard the beginning without the end, yatsa. So toshma, we asked this before, taka b'shom ha-shach b'shniya k'shtayim v'yadu al-achat. That if you have the tkiya trua and then a very long tkiya, you can't use that to also double as the pre-tkiya for the second trua. V'amai tzalik lebetarti, why not just consider it two? The answer is pasuk et tkiyatam yadari lo paskinin. We don't take one tkiyan, divide it into two. That's very different from saying I heard a portion of the tkiya properly, and there could be the beginning of the end, and that's good enough. Toshma toter tocha bor tocha dud tocha pitas mikol shofar shamay yatsa mikol shofar shamay lo yatsa v'amai lepuk v'tchila tkiya mikam le'arev kola. So this is what we asked also previously. Why aren't you yotze with the sound of the shofar you heard before the echo got mixed in? The answer is kikama rama b'tokea v'ole l'nafshe. We're talking about the guy himself who's in there, and then comes out on his own. That's the guy who we're talking about. When Rama said, if you heard some of it inside and some of it outside, which means we're backtracking and saying, Rama certainly holds, you have to hear the entire tkiya. And therefore, the case of the tokea l'tochabor, you're not yotze, because even though you heard part tkiya, you heard part echo. after the whole thing. So why did Rava say if you hear part inside and part outside, you yotze? We're talking about a guy who's blowing and walking out as he's blasting. So yachim malamemra. Then what's the chidush? The answer is maudatema zinun demapik reshiv akati shofar kabor, because maybe his head is out while the shofar is still in. In other words, his ears are above where he's blasting. Abiv kolad, at that point he's getting an echo. Kamash balan, that it goes with him. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, the shofar shel ola lo yitka. You cannot use the shofar of a korban ola, and vim taka yatsa, but you yotze. Shofar shel shlamim lo yitka, vim taka lo yatsa. If it's shlamim, you're not yotze. So my tam, what's the difference? Ola bat mi'ilahi. An ola, because it belongs to God, is always subject to the laws of mi'ilah. Kevin de ma'alba, once you're mo'el, nafka l'alachulin. The rules of mi'ilah are, once you use something of kodshim for yourself, it becomes chulin, and you owe that plus a fifth, plus a korban, etc. Shlamim de la b'nei mi'ilah ninu, but shlamim are not b'nei mi'ilah, they belong to the Baalim. That's why there's no mi'ilah b'shlamim. Isur of the meat of shlamim, etc. Surahu de rachiv bahu, there's just an isur of mishtamish b'kodshim. Falafka l'chulin, they're not yotze l'chulin, and therefore, you're not yotze because not yours to use. So why does it work with an ola? When does mi'ilah happen? After you were tokea. So kikataka bisorataka, you're using an iser when you're tokea, and it only becomes yours afterwards. Alama Rava, Rava disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, achadzeh lo yatsa. You're not yotze in either case. Hadrama, then he turned around and said, achadzeh yatsa. Actually, you're yotze in both cases. They are alike. Mi'ilah is not the player, because mitzvot lav lahenu nitnu. Mitzvot are not given for hana'ah. And therefore, this is not considered a hana'ah, and therefore you're yotze, because the isur hana'ah in kodshim doesn't affect this. Am Rav Yehuda b'shofar shel avodah zara lo yitkam taka yatsa. So Rav Yehuda said you can't use a shofar avodah zara, and if you did, you yotze. Shofar shel andachat lo yitkam taka lo yatsa. A shofar of yoredi dachat you can't use, and there lo yatsa. So Rav Yehuda had two formulae. One of Ola versus Shlamim, and one of Avodah Zarah versus Irani Dachat. Ola versus Shlamim, we saw why he said it, but Rav attacked it. What's the reason for the distinction here? My Tama. Irani Dachat ketuti michtat shiure, because in Irani Dachat, all of the things have to be destroyed. And therefore, it's as if the shofar is not there anymore, just like we say with a lulav shel asherah. Okay, and parenthetically, when we say shofar shel Avodah Zarah, we're talking about a shofar, not of an animal that was part of Tikrovat Avodah Zarah, because then it would actually be in the same category, but a shofar that had been used for Avodah Zarah purposes, and now you used it for this. L'chatchila, you don't use it, but b'diavad, you yotzei. Amar Rav, amudar hanami chavero. This goes back to the issue of mitzvot lav lehenotnitnu. If you take a neder, you're not going to get hanar from somebody. Mutar litkoa lo tkiyah shel mitzvah. You can hear tkiyah from him. And if you'd say, I'm not getting an hour from that shofar, you could still use it to blow for tkiyah shel mitzvah, because mitzvot lav lahenot ninu. Let's say you're mudar hana, then you're allowed to have the fellow sprinkle mechatat on you, but only in the winter, not in the summer, where it does bring a hana'ah along with that, which is the relief from the heat. Let's say you said a particular spring, I'm not getting an hour from there. You can go into that mayan and dip if it's a tefillah shel mitzvah, but only in the winter, not in the summer, where there is the added benefit of enjoying the coolness and relief from the summer's heat. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll continue with our final podcast, and I should have a wonderful day.